Welcome back to the Inside Pass, News24's dedicated Rugby World Cup podcast. My name is Lloyd Bernard, and joining me in our Cape Town studios once again, back after a well-deserved day off, is Herman Mostert. Morning, Herman.
Morning, Lloyd. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Big news. Big Rugby World Cup news this morning, making headlines all over. The Springboks rocked by the news that Malcolm Marks' star hooker is ruled out for the rest of the tournament with a torn ACL. It's obviously a hammer blow to the Springboks. Malcolm Marks, you know, considered one of the best hookers in the world, Herman, you know, offers so much in so many different spaces of the game, you know, outside of the line out as well. Just how big a blow is this for Rassie Erasmus and the Springboks?
Yeah, I think it's a hammer blow, like we said in our headline, that the story that we've got up at the moment. He's a guy that's been described as the best rugby player in the world by the New Zealand press a few years ago. And he maybe went through a little bit of a dip, but the last season and a bit, he's found his old form again, and he's been superb of late. So it's a massive blow, especially in the position that Pongi's obviously a very good replacement, but it's maybe a position that the box don't have as much depth in as they would in other positions. So, you know, it's not an injury they would have wanted, definitely.
Yeah. And Malcolm Marks offers so much more outside of the lineout, as we said. I mean, just that carrying, that defense, that intensity, and obviously the work on the ground, you know, one of the best stealers in the box side as well.
So it's like an extra fetcher, you know, like a extra loose forward, but does all the basics of hooker play really well. And he's, like you said, great on the ground, great poacher, great on defense, very strong ball carrier, very tough to bring down. He's very incredibly strong rugby player, and obviously a great finisher in finishing off tries. You know, he's now the Springbok forward that scored the most tries in Springbok history. You know, he's recently surpassed Skalkberger's record, so that just shows what a big loss this is for the team.
Noticeable in the statement from the Springboks announcing the injury, Jacques Nienaber expressing how just devastated everybody is for him. You know, these guys obviously put in months and months and months of work. He said, you know, Malcolm has been one of the guys who's just worked tirelessly to get to peak form and fitness for the World Cup. So it really is just a very cruel time for an injury like this to strike. Not that there's ever a good time for an injury, but geez, I mean, at a World Cup, when you are the main guy in your team, it's a rough one. I don't think that there's a position, I don't think there could have been a worse injury in the box squad, you know. I mean, it feels like everywhere else in the team, perhaps with the exception of fly half, but everywhere else in the team, they're blessed with this kind of world-class and quality depth. And hooker just feels like one area where they're a bit light. We'll talk about that a bit later. But what we're going to do now is cross to our man on the ground in France, Kaniso Twaku. We do understand that he is traveling, so it might be a bit of a bad line, but we're going to try and get a sense of what the mood is like on the ground in France after this Malcolm Marks news. Good morning, Twax.
Good morning, Lloyd. Good morning, Herman. Good morning to listeners.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, indeed. We don't have network issues here, so we're all good.
Okay, good. Trux, rocking news this morning. I mean, the Bok World Cup charge, receiving a hammer blow. You were obviously working that story, urgently this morning, trying to get confirmation. I mean, what's the mood like? I don't know if you've been in and around the Bok camp yet.
Not at the moment. I was unable to go to the training session because of the travel for today. But the one thing I can say, though, with quite some certainty is that Jacques Nienaber was not in the... Really, not a person who shows a lot of emotion. But he did give us a prognosis yesterday with regards to Malcolm Marks. He's been actually at the top of the question going to ask him about Kevin, and then he changed the subject. He said, let me give you guys an injury update. So then he went to Kevin, explained the replacement situation, and then right at the end, he slipped in Malcolm. From where we then asked, what's the nature of the injury, the way he had the protection of personal information. But his tone changed significantly when dealing with the injuries. So when you think about it now, the Boks have one big player out there. I have one big player in the fourth on standby. And yes, they can get away with it for this Sunday's test against Romanian Bordeaux. But Now you've got Ireland next week, where even if it's out, there's no Malcolm already. It becomes a slight problem for the Springboks.
Yeah, it's just to recap, if in case you didn't hear, because the line isn't great, Chuck's saying, look, Eben Etzebeth is also an injury concern ahead of Ireland. So, I mean, now outside of Malcolm, a couple of you know, injury blows to the Springboks. Trucks, give us a sense of what you've seen at training. Once we let you go, Hamel and I are going to dive into what we think the box should do next in terms of replacements. But we understand that Marco van Staden has even been running out at hooker. Dion Ferreira is obviously the replacement hooker on the bench behind Bongi this weekend. So I mean, is Marco van Staden a realistic hooker option for the box as the tournament progresses?
Well, according to the estimations, it is, because in this week I've seen him at least 3 times. I mean, that's just even a vision session where he's been actually running in a flop at a hooker, I mean, where he's been actually sitting and actually throwing in with Leon, with Malcolm, with Bongi. So all four of them have a particular routine that they do at the start of the training session where they all throw in, then they get into the other team routine. Look, I think Heinz did mention that he's actually been trying to look at early doors in his whole career. But I think when you look at a World Cup, there are certain positions where you can get away with versatility. But I think once you arrive at a specialist position like Luka, you do need a specialist in that position. So I really, exactly what I did say at the departure press conference before they went to the UK, that what now they're looking at is, if they lose a front row player, they will replace them with a front row replacement. And then in other positions, they can kind of move around. So I would say that it was like, with that kind of change, they're playing with fire and reason. If you lose a hooker, replace the hooker. If you lose a prop, replace the reason prop. If you lose an entire set prop, replace the silent prop. Because at least as you forward, as block, if you lose one, you can get in the back line player. Even in the back, if you lose a back, you can slip in another back one. In the front row, I really do think that they should not make the mistake of actually trying to get away with a makeshift player when there is a specialist around. Yes, I mean, there is doubt around Joseph Smith, but the longer throws, you know, not 3-4, but the 6 throws, the ones that go to the back, the ones that the box uses a variation. And with the 2-ball and the 4-ball at the front in the middle, it's very solid with that. So I think at least with the Joseph, the box do have an opportunity of keeping their bomb squad. Such as Bongi kind of left the place, because it becomes very, Bongi can see this now, especially in the big games, to finish a game, becomes very important, whereas Joseph's explosiveness then becomes something that the box can use very well.
Kaniso Trucker joining us on the ground from France. Trucks, we'll let you get back to it, building up to this weekend's Rugby World Cup clash against Romania in Bordeaux, South Africa's second match of the tournament. Herman, let's get into that. I mean, Trucks raising some very good points there around, you know, what to do. Joseph Dweba is obviously on the standby list and is, you know, for me, the obvious replacement for Malcolm Marx. But the box opting at this stage not to name a replacement, saying we'll let you know later in the week, suggesting that they are perhaps unsure about who to call up.
Yeah, look, it's surprising because Dweba is the only hooker that has been placed on standby. So you would think, and given what Jacques Nienaber has said, that if there was going to be an injury, they would be looking to replace a position with a position and not, say, bring a scrum off in for a prop or a hooker or whatever. But now they haven't called Weber up yet, you know, and he's not, as far as we know, he's not injured. So then again, you know, it leads one to think that maybe they're considering maybe the fly half position with Andre Pollard perhaps coming in. I mean, obviously it was a massive talking point before the tournament as to why Pollard wasn't picked in the squad, and they only, you know, Marnie Libbok is, you know, the only recognized fly half that was picked. Obviously, Damon Willemse can play fly half as well. But so, you know, that speculation will be rife now for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Because they didn't immediately call Dweba up. So, you know, you're thinking, what is Rassie? What is Jock thinking? You know, it could be an interesting thing. They've obviously got Dion Ferreira, who now becomes essentially the second choice hooker. in the squad with with Bongi obviously being the first choice. I'm not sure they're gonna keep Marco or have Marco van Staden as a real option at hooker. Maybe
wouldn't think so.
You know, just in a match maybe where two hookers get injured, then he could be forced to play there. But I can't see them going in for the rest of the tournament with him playing hooker. Then they would have to call up a guy like Dweba. But you could see Dion Ferreira for the remainder of the tournament be the backup hooker, because he has played, he's played flanker more in the last few years, but he started his career as a hooker. He was a very accomplished hooker for a very long time. He's got no issues in that position. So you could see that happening, and then maybe they bring in Pollard to have that playoff cover. And then Dion Ferreira becomes very important to this World Cup for the Springboks, because you can't expect Bongi to play every single match for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Bongi's now a very, very key cog in the Springbok team. And if he gets injured, then they'll be in big trouble.
Real trouble, I mean, do you think it's a case of, the reason that the decision hasn't come yet is to, maybe wait and see how Dion Ferreira goes this weekend? I mean, you'd imagine that Bongi now, as you said, becomes hugely important. I mean, he was always important, but now, even more so. So, I mean, you don't see him playing, any longer than he really needs to this weekend, even though he is captaining. I mean, you want to get him off the park, and wrapped up as soon as you can. Do you think they're kind of waiting to see how Dion Ferreira goes before making a decision?
Maybe, yeah. Luckily for them, they're playing against Romania, so you wouldn't expect it to be a close game. So maybe they could take Bongi off at halftime already, and maybe Dwayne will take over as captain. And then that would obviously give Dion Ferreira a full half to probably show the coaches whether he can, whether he can play or they can trust him there as the backup, legitimate backup hooker for the remainder of the tournament. So that's what I'm thinking, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to me why they didn't just make a straight call up right now, say, listen, Joseph Weber, you're the third choice hooker, there's an injury, you're in the squad now. So they're keeping their options open. Like everyone said before the tournament, something's going to happen. Somewhere along the line, someone's going to get injured, and the Pollard could come in the back door there. And maybe that's the thinking process, or maybe, who knows, maybe they're just trying to keep everyone guessing like they seem to do sometimes.
It is difficult to predict what these guys are going to do sometimes. But no, for me, I think if it was an injury anywhere else on the field, perhaps with the exception of one of the props, you could argue for perhaps Pollard coming in, given the big talking point that was. We understand that he's fit again and kicking at his club and looking quite good. So, I mean, anywhere else on the park, if there's an injury, you can argue for Pollard coming in, but not at hooker. I just don't see how, given that it's a position where, I mean, when Ferreira was picked as the third choice hooker going into the squad, that was a talking point in the sense that the Boks were going in perhaps light without a third specialist hooker. So it was one department where they were perhaps already a little bit thin. This injury to a player as big as Malcolm Marx, for me, there's no other option but to call up a specialist hooker in Joseph Dweba. But let's talk a little bit about the rest of the squad. Hadman, were you surprised? I mean, one of the talking points going in, the four scrum halves picked in the 33-man squad. Why does Rassi have four scrum halves in his squad? And then in naming his match day 23 for the Romania clash, all four of those scrum halves are in the match day 23. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that they picked all four. But again, the Bok coaches have become renowned for making left field decisions that catch everyone by surprise. I guess the versatility of those players played a role. Obviously, with Grant Williams being picked at wing, he's a very quick and he's very accustomed at playing in that position. He played a lot there at school, apparently. And the talk, if I listen to Jock Nienaber's quotes yesterday after naming his team, it sounds like Faf is the fly half backup for this test. And the talk has been, Faf has played fly half before. I haven't seen him play an awful lot at the position, but he has played there before for the Lions on the odd occasion. And not sure whether he played there for Sale Sharks in England.
I think he did. I seem to remember reading that he did.
So that's obviously the reasoning behind that. So Jaden Hendricks is essentially the scrum half reserve for this game, and Faf the fly half reserve. And then nice to see Kobus Reinach get a go. I think he's a player that's been unlucky over the years. He's always been there and thereabouts, and sometimes he wasn't picked where one felt he probably deserved to get a chance. And he's also a versatile player. He can also play on the wing. I mean, he played in the match that the Box beat the All Blacks at Twickenham a few weeks back. He came on as a winger, and he did well. He's very quick as well. Could actually play in that position. I think some of the older listeners would remember his dad, Jaco Reinach, the late Jaco Reinach, who was a South African 100-meter champion and also a Springbok winger in the 80s. So he's definitely, you would think, accustomed in that position. So yeah, the versatility of the squad is quite impressive, I would say.
Who kicks? Is it Damien on the weekend, on Sunday? I mean, looking through that lineup.
Yeah, well, if you look at the starting team, it is Damien.
So he's gone from being about the sixth choice goal kicker in the team when everyone's playing to now kicking.
Luckily, it's Romania. And luckily, you would think that they would score a lot of tries.
Most of them will be slap bang in the middle.
Yeah, hopefully. But I mean, if you look at the head-to-head, the two nations have only played one test in their history against each other, and that was in 1995 at Newlands. And the Box only won that game 21-8, and they scored two pushover tries. I think it was Adrian Richter who scored both of those pushover tries back then. And it was actually quite a tight game, but it needs to be said that Romanian team was a lot stronger. Romanian rugby was a lot stronger in the 90s, especially in the early 90s to mid-90s and even the late 80s than what Romanian rugby is nowadays. So you can't compare that Romanian team that played here in Cape Town to the one that we're facing on Sunday.
Sure.
We should beat them comfortably, as we saw Ireland thrashing them 82-8 over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not sure if the Box are going to get close to that score, but I can't see it being a 21-8 as it was in 1995. So the goal kicking shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, look, if this was a match against Scotland or against Ireland, I would have been worried, because then they would go into a match like that without a recognised goal kicker.
Yeah.
And obviously Faf is on the bench, he can kick goal as well, but he's also not a front or a regular goal kicker as well.
Yeah. They made a lot of changes to this team. Let's just go through it quickly. Vili Leroux, Grant Williams, Kanan Moody, Andre Esterhazen, Makazole Mpimpi, Damien Willemse, Kobus Reinach, Dwayne Vermeulen, Kwaghe Smith, Marco van Staden, Marvin Ari, Jean Klein, Vincent Koch, Bongi and Bonambi captain, and Ox in chair. So yeah, a very different looking side to the one that beat Scotland in their tournament opener. And we finally get to see Kanan Moody back in that number 13 jersey. That's surely going to be one of the big talking points going in.
Yeah, look, he was really good against New Zealand at 13, and I think the way he played in that game probably swayed the coach's perception on whether he could actually play at 13. He plays for the Bulls at wing, and he's played most of his professional rugby at wing, but a lot of pundits have hinted that his future could actually lie at outside centre, and it seems to be at the moment the position where the coaches actually want him to play. And you would expect there to be a lot of gaps on the weekend against Romania, and you'd expect him to score a couple of tries maybe. And obviously with the very strong Andre Esterhazen at inside centre, I'm looking forward to again to see how that combination goes. They really did well in the match against New Zealand. And you can only imagine that there would be several opportunities for them to create something on Sunday.
You always know at a Rugby World Cup injuries are going to happen, but when they happen to guys as big as Eben Etzebeth and Malcolm Marks at this stage of the tournament, you know, you can understand if Springbok management is incredibly concerned. The big news this morning: Malcolm Marks ruled out of the Rugby World Cup. Eben Etzebeth, meanwhile, struggling to get fit for Ireland next weekend. This has been the Inside Pass. You can visit News24 Sport, visit our Rugby World Cup zone. You'll find everything there: top stories, daily headlines, pools, fixtures, results. All the best. Cheers. We'll chat tomorrow.